Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Powers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Cook moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cook scores. Alexander moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powers strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cook who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cook. Boss reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly throws the ball into Hodapp who tags Averill, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boss scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Belv Bean now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powers bunts towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Johnson covering. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale bunts in front of the plate. Gooch fields it and throws to first for the out. Powers moves to second. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Powers scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Klein now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Belv Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Alexander moves to third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Jolly scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Hodap moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Hodap moves to third. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodap fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Boss trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to third. Averill moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Warsler scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Belle Bean. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Howard Craighead now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly is hit by the pitch. Tom Oliver pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson bunts off the glove of Craighead. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliver scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Bob Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards the mound. Craighead fields it and throws to first for the out. Gooch moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craighead spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Craighead. Gooch moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.